Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, everybody? You are watching the after show for Growing Up Hip Hop. On tonight's episode, we'll talk about Pep and her pregame having self, Christiana making up with Bree, and of course, Boogie is back in Vegas. And we have our fan shout outs, our gossip, our games, oh, so much. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
When I was younger.
I'm
fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what they say?
Check
it. This is how I done it all.
Ooh, okay.
But thank you, girl. I'm tired of this.
I'm pretty checking.
How you feel?
I'm home with you and I'm with you.
Oh, Lord. J. Lamar's edge.
I wasn't ready.
Bless.
What's up, everybody? You are watching the Growing Up Hip Hop After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. Tonight's episode, we're talking about Pep and her having a pregame having self, Christiana and her making up with Bree, and of course, Boogie is back in Vegas. We have your fan shout outs, your game, you have your gossip. Oh, so much to talk about. But before we get into it, let's introduce this wonderful panel here. I am one of your hosts, Howard III, but to my left, I have Miss Felicia Michelle. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm happy that we're all back together.
Oh, Jay Lamar over there singing with the vocals.
Yes, it's your boy Jay Lamar in the building. This is my part.
Okay. Oh, well, I don't need to serve it. Okay.
Okay. Hey. Okay. Well, Jamie, you got anything?
This is my background music, so it's Jamie Gray. Hey.
Okay, well, this is everybody's part. Yes.
Joe Angela Daddy.
Oh, Angela Daddy.
Oh, wow.
Before he was the Reverend. This is the season finale, you guys. It. Oh, my gosh. What are our thoughts on this on tonight's episode? Season finale. Did we love it? Did we hate it? Did we want more?
It was okay.
Do you want the truth? We were underwhelmed. I was underwhelmed.
It was it left me real empty. Tank on E.
There have been better episodes than it was for this finale right here.
Yeah.
You know? I was expecting a lot more.
It was so confusing, and I thought that Vanessa maybe was finally going to, I mean, not Vanessa, Angela was finally going to make her appearance with the group on a group trip.
And she still didn't.
She was doing yoga in New York.
Right.
With a life code.
Her good old child's pose, yeah.
She's her own show. I thought you should just, you know what, get you a little 30-minute show.
30 minutes.
And that's it. A little 30-minute show, 15-minute. Instagram
like
TV.
It?
Uh-uh.
I know.
Wow.
I like Angela, but I couldn't watch her by herself.
Me either. She needs her family.
I could watch, I could watch a show with her and her brother and Vanessa. Like, I could watch a show like
it's
with
like
them
like a
three.
Runs House.
Yeah, like her, JoJo, and Vanessa. Runs House Grown Up or something like that. I can watch a show with them. Put a little Diggy in there, here and there.
And
Rusty.
And I know they have a little sister too.
Vanessa.
Miley or something?
Victoria. I think it's Victoria. No.
No.
That was the baby that passed.
It starts with a J, I think.
Yeah, but I could. Well,
if you know in the comments, which you probably all do know, go ahead and comment.
But I just want to see the older children.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I would love to see that.
I'm here for it. Now, speaking of kids, Egypt and her mother, Pep, have not been getting along at all. And it's all because of Sam and his little having two kids self. Which, you know, kids aren't bad, but you know. Let's talk. Because Pep and Egypt haven't been seen eye to eye for a while here. And I'm trying to figure out if Sam is going to be in here for the long run. Because on tonight's episode, he was almost here for the long run. Almost got the whole ring and, you know, everything. How are we feeling about Egypt being like, Mama, you need to love my man. As much as I love him, you need to love... No?
It's at a 19, teenage thing.
Yeah, it's a 19-year-old thing.
Yeah.
She thinks she loves.
You think you know it all, and you don't.
You have the attitude, you know, you feel like your mom is old and she's not with the times. Like, that's just...
And her mom is very hip.
Do y'all want to... Y'all forgetting something.
What?
She had someone validate those feelings for her, which was Kendall. And seeing how Kendall's situation turned out, I think is what strongly influenced her to thinking that that happened for her. Well, Kendall, first off, I'm going to hit the floor, which she's on that show too. We do Hit the Floor after show, so she'll be in the studio with us one of these days. But she is like... really successful. Her marriage is really seems really solid. She has a child, and they have their thing all together. But that is like one in a million, you know.
That's but their circumstances and situations are very different,
right? Yes.
Because her husband, Kendall's husband, was not a father of two
upon
when they
meeting,
met.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
he has his own career.
He has his own career.
He
everything.
Manages
yeah.
People, so.
This he ain't had nothing. He ain't got nothing. He ain't got nothing but two kids, no job, no car.
Well, he had a car. Remember, Pep bought him a car.
No, not his own.
Oh, that's true.
That lease ain't in his name. That lease say Peppa.
I just okay. feel like if you have to compare your relationship to somebody else's, what is your relationship really? She's so young. Like, it's just, it's so obvious.
But at that age, you look for validation with people around you.
And that's sad. Young kids, like, we have to do better. I was like that when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
I was
my
so
mom used
like
to
that.
Always tell me when I was younger, she'd be like, stop asking your friends for advice.
Yeah.
And ask me. Oh because gosh. your friends are going to validate.
Same, right?
Yeah, they're the same age. They're going to validate the same
I
thing you think.
I said this the other day to my niece. I said, don't ask your little friends anything. They don't know nothing. They dumb.
They
don't
know
as much as you.
Don't
ask them nothing. Just ask me. Ask somebody
they
else. Ask someone grown.
They know. At 19, mm-hmm. I would tell my friends, well, I did, that I was getting married, which I was, like, almost. My
by
friends
26.
Like, my friends like, oh, we're there. Like, I was engaged
oh, wow.
by 20.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, look.
Teach me your
mm-hmm.
ways.
Well, it ain't work out, sis.
Let me know what you did wrong. It's okay.
It was him. But ooh, my friends were very much so like, yes, oh, my God, wedding. Oh, my God, the reception. And it was like, love wasn't there. So it was like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Now that I look back on it.
That's crazy.
So
that's too much.
And then to take it to Vegas, I'm sorry, because that we if you started there, Howard, and that is the bone that you was.
You know,
you started from the highlight of the episode,
you
know.
And that's okay, and that's fine, because it doesn't matter what order we go, long we talk about everything that we want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But did y'all see Tyran's hand shaking? He looked like he wanted to smack.
I love him.
The mess out of
girl. I know what he was about.
He was
to
like
do.
This. Did y'all see him? His hand was like shaking. Like
yeah,
he was like
ready.
He was thinking all types
who was
of
that?
Like
who was
martial
that his
arts combinations.
His
somebody.
Cousin hyping him up because he was hyping him up.
Yeah.
I can't believe
he
said,
I got.
He didn't
I
even
got,
ask
yes.
you. He didn't even ask you.
Like, well, I got his coat, so you better.
I love it. He's just protective of his younger sister. You know
what was that hand about to do? That,
but
he knows karate.
I was ready to find out because I want to see more of Tyran anyway. So I'm thinking, you know, with this next season, they'll probably have more of him. I don't know if he'll be a regular, but for sure they're going to show more.
I think
of
that's
him.
Your secret crush.
Maybe.
I can see you with Tyran.
Leave me alone.
Like, yeah, because you like, you know, you're into like anime and like, you know, all that. Yeah,
because
no, why not?
I
no,
do.
It's okay. I'll pass.
Oh, poor Tyran.
We're not equally yoked, no.
No.
So no swipe right?
Nah.
You a lie.
It'd be a pass.
You
that's bad.
But I was
sorry.
Thinking maybe he was shaking because he knows he can't hit him, because if you're like a certain, you reach a certain level in martial arts, like your hands are, you know, what is it, registered weapons or something like that. So maybe he can't do that. So
that
that's why
true.
He was like shaking, like
maybe
I
in his head
you,
he was beating him up because he was like. So maybe in his head he was like, yep, chop,
he
chop,
was
chop,
doing
chop,
things,
chop,
yes, yes, yes.
I mean, when you do learn karate or martial arts, you that is like you are considered, you know, ready to kill. It's not just for self defense.
So you don't want no man like that?
It'd be nice, just a little taller, a little more welcome.
And he's 6 feet.
I don't know.
That's Romeo.
So.
I need 6 feet with an
8-footer.
See, like, Romeo, Romeo's more me. Because Romeo seems more chill, too. He's not, like, too into himself, I don't think. So, I'd like him, Romeo. Not
I'm sorry, we were stuck on an 8-footer. What you saying?
So sorry, Howard.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out why everybody was at the wedding. Because the way they busted up in there, I was thinking it brought me back to the Parkers episode. When Nikki Parker busted in on Kim at her wedding. I said, this is Pep. So I was like, why are all these people coming up in here? Just mad. JoJo mad. I'm like, JoJo, you're not even in the family.
Did y'all hear Boogie when he walked in? Oh, they getting married. But that late cousin. Oh, it's a wedding.
It's always a late cousin to a wedding. Always.
It's just how life production was like, okay. All right, now everyone running now. Like,
it was so many people in there.
And then Pep, the way Pep was looking at her, like she was looking at her wedding dress. Like, why would you wear that? Like,
I was looking at it that way too, though.
But Pep was like, so you gonna get married now? I think that's what she's thinking in her head, because she was looking at the dress like...
In this?
So when you couldn't even go shopping for this?
She looked so, like, so many things are running through her mind. Like,
Pep or...
Like, Pep looked like she couldn't believe this. Like, she was just looking like... What the hell is going on right now? Like,
I love when
what?
She told the minister, like, homie,
you ain't might no, as well. Ain't no marriage.
Ain't no marriage going on today.
Well.
Roll out. Like, you off.
Right. Clock out.
Clock out.
Okay. Clock out. Bye.
Now, do y'all think it was right of Christiana to tell her? Because Egypt is the one who texted Kendall and said, listen, come be my witness. Kendall, they're at the club having a good time. She's like, Christiana, look, girl. And then Christiana tells Pep. You think she should have told her or kind of just let it happen?
Yeah, absolutely.
The repercussions of letting that go is way worse.
Especially with Pep.
Yeah.
Especially if you knew that you could prevent it. Like, that's true. Don't do it at the wedding so that you know, don't accept this. But, like, do something before
it happens. It was kind of interesting throughout the season to see Pep go from, she was actually rooting him on, to go from rooting him on to now to be against it. It's like, what did she see that made her change her perception of him?
Mm. I thought that, too. And I was wondering, like, okay, Egypt, like, why wouldn't you think, okay, my mom has been supporting me this entire time when no one else did my mom support me, And then it's like, okay, now my mom's changing her mind. Wouldn't you say, well, mom, like, why now? Like, everyone else is against it, sure, but, like, why now are you changing your mind?
It was kind of weird to hear her say, he's living with you for free. He's doing this with you for free. And, like,
all of a sudden,
I'm like, well, girl, you knew that when you bought him the Uber car.
Keep the same energy. Right. That's all.
Yeah.
But I'm just
keep the same energy.
Exactly. But I'm like, this whole thing, it happened from when the photo shoot on last week's episode. But Sam was taking over at the photo shoot, then he was taking over at the studio, you know, and Pep's like, I'm starting to really see this man is not good for you. And he's living free at the house. But Egypt backs it up and says, well, he's doing a lot for me. He pays for studio time. He buys, you know, food. It should be enough, mama.
I don't think she would go hungry if he didn't buy her food. Like, something tells me, like, you wouldn't miss a meal if he didn't buy your food.
It's 19. So at 19, if
you love.
At 19, when he was buying me the 2 for $20 Applebee's, that was love, Jamie.
Yes.
That was love. Sure, he was buying me
the Happy Meal from McDonald's. That was love.
My class level was a little higher than that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Hey, Jamie, you got the 19. Maybe like 15 or 14.
Well, yeah. We're
doing California. And it would have been like
12. You know.
Y'all just going to throw all that shade at me? Excuse me.
I mean, McDonald's?
If your expectations are here, that's your life.
I was in a whole other lifestyle.
We just see you up here, how? You gotta see yourself there.
You gotta get above a Pizza Hut and Taco Bell, okay?
Not even a 4 for $4.
Listen,
you get the nuggets, the burger, and the fries, and a drink, dude. Let me stop. We're sorry.
Step your game up.
So back to the pregame party here before everybody got turned up at the club. I can't with you guys. We saw that Romeo and TT had a little moment outside. Romeo put her to the side and said, hey, what's going on? You know, it looked like it was going to go one way. Then TT just said, I'm feeling you. Are you feeling me? Like, where are you staying? Are you seeing people? Romeo's kind of like, I'm not seeing you. It's
like, basically,
there's nothing here.
That was awkward.
It was very awkward.
It was hilarious. I was cracking up. Like, dang, he's like, as a girl, like, telling a guy that you like them is just like really daunting because that's not typical gender norms.
Right.
And when you do, and like just watching her, I was like, my inside was like, ooh. Like, it was one twist of the knife after another. It was
just
like don't like
Brianna
you like that.
And Dig and Boogie.
It was like, don't like you like that.
Brianna's
really like Angela, and really, I used to like Vanessa first, though. It was like, dang.
Playboy.
Even typical then. It's just like, Romeo, I have so much faith
in you. His name is Romeo.
Exactly. And that moment, I knew he was lit because he was
Romeo,
just like, I'm going to let you know.
I don't need a girlfriend.
You know what? I can't put y'all in this
we
season
are full
finale.
Of song today. Song. You know what I'm saying?
It's mid-season finale. We're allowed to turn up a little bit.
Oh, love.
You didn't think we were going to be on our best behavior, did you?
Is it mid-season finale or this season finale?
We ordered 10 more episodes.
I think maybe that's for next season.
I feel like too.
I don't think it's for this season.
You're not getting no more, Felicia.
Why?
Bye, Felicia.
I don't feel like we should have got some more. Like, that was a really, like, interesting, not interesting way to end the season.
That was ridiculous. Kind
of there was no even, like, there was no cliffhanger. Didn't leave me wanting more. I think the way they did it,
I guess they were trying to, like, have it lead into the Bossip season opener show.
Oh, right. Okay.
I guess they wanted to lead into that.
So people
can continue to watch and they get their ratings up. But it was very unnatural.
Yeah.
Which WeTV needs to work on that. They have like a lot of things they need to work on when it comes to reality shows. Mm-hmm. Like they need more like
I'm cool
polish.
With the connection. That makes perfect business sense. But it just was kind of...
Like the way it ended, it was like, okay, so...
Did they get married? Did they not?
Did they go back to the party?
They're not getting married. It just seems so forced. I was like, what is this? It's not working.
Where'd she get that dress from? She bought it from Penny's.
No, because sometimes at some of those places, they provide people with gowns that you can, like, put on.
Let me tell you something about the Vegas wedding.
Fleas and stuff is real.
Don't say that.
Someone's saying fleas and stuff.
Like, you know, I'm sorry. A lot of people are wearing that, and they're coming to Vegas to get married. I can't imagine that they are taking milk baths before they go and put these dresses on.
Just wear your own dress, girl.
I can say something. I have been to some beautiful Vegas weddings.
Oh yeah, chapels. They exist.
Beautiful. Yeah. Like when we like think about television Vegas weddings, like they'll drive through or they just walk up to like a little like, you know, little Dairy Queen stand and they open the door and kind of sort of like a thing. But like I've been through some literally beautiful Vegas weddings. Like if I get married and I get too stressed, I think I will go to Vegas and get married.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So we got invites to your wedding?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah. It's going to happen soon. I feel it.
Okay.
Well, I met him this weekend, so it's going to happen.
Okay. Next. Well, something that does need to happen, we need to let these afterbusters know about our different shows here at the network. So Felicia, Michelle, can you tell them a little bit more?
No faith in me.
Oh, of course. Hey, what's up? What's up, After Buzzers? Here at our network, produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from drama, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder for television fans, but we do need your help, so we're asking that you would please subscribe to one or more or all of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to those channels, YouTube will suggest content that is made just for you and will help After Buzz continue to grow. If you're worried about those little pesky notifications, don't be. They're optional, so hit the subscribe button right now, not later. Not tomorrow, but now, for this channel, and check out all of our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know in the comment sections, and we'll be sure to shout you out on air. For now, thank you so much for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes, loving it. Now, also,
at y'all are terrible.
Cricket.
What? Nobody can see us.
I love y'all.
No, nobody can see us. Also, at this little regame party, we saw Christiana and Bree finally make up.
It's over about it.
Oh, you're not feeling it, Jenny? No.
Jay, get her.
No.
Get her.
They made up. They shoved it under the rug, you know. Christina called her.
Get it, because if you don't do it.
Somebody. Jay. I'm ready.
I'll let you have it.
So we're not here for the whole shabab. And, you know, Bree said she's sorry. She wanted to be friends all along.
Let it go.
Tag.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
She didn't brought that open bottle up in there. That is tacky. She
didn't and her own shot.
Ooh.
So, okay, I'm from the hood. So at the corner store, you can buy a bottle with a shot. You know, with a shot glass. You can.
ABC little, store?
Yeah, ABC store. Okay, or any store. Like, you could buy a bottle where I'm from, like a bottle and a shot together.
Because
they know that you, like, either pregame before you go into the club, so you want to get your little drink on before you go into the club, or whatever the case may be. But I think it was very tacky of her. It looked like she had four drinks. Because she bought it was like a quarter and a half empty.
That bottle was low.
She said the ride was long, so she drank already.
I think no.
Then you sure bought two bottles. You bought two bottles. Don't come to any of my functions with a partially drinking bottle of liquor.
That's so ghetto. I hate that.
That is
I hate
hood.
That. Yeah.
That is hood. You might as well walk in there with a bottle and a straw. And then an extra bottle for the party.
And a used bag of chips, basically.
Oh, that burned my. Oh, that burned me. Oh, that irked my nerves.
It just was like, okay.
Ain't she on a sports bra?
Oh, stop. She just wasn't ready.
It was the pregame.
But my whole thing is, I just went to Vegas, so I'm just fine. If you ever went to Vegas or any like major city, really, it's hard to get around. So if it took you so long to get there that you drank more than half the bottle, and now you're gonna have to go all the way back home and get dressed, sis, that made no sense. You know, you get dressed for the pregame. So they was looking at her like, "What do you have?
Where are you
on?"
About to go? Yeah.
I feel like she was partying prior to this because she was just way too calm. Which we know when she gets to drinking, Kristen even said it. You know, she turns up. So I feel like she have been drinking throughout
she
the day.
Is that friend that after the party is over, she goes behind your bar and says, "Oh, I brought this bottle. I'm just gonna take it back with me."
Yes.
Like, she's that friend.
That's the pettiest thing.
That is tacky.
Ever.
That is well, we've already deemed her tacky.
Yeah. Oh, but watch out, because people in the comments, like, we got some fans of Brianna, so you gotta be really careful. We thought Brianna was in the comments before.
She might be trolling, but I'm just saying, it is a tacky behavior.
Brianna, is that you?
Bri, girl, that's tacky.
It's tacky.
It's a tacky protocol, behavior. Change it.
But but it all worked out well. So maybe those drinks helped her, because they seem to get along well.
I understand, like, to me, I know if I'm on a long Uber ride to a spot, I'll even buy the little bottle.
This is really vexing your soul. Yeah, I just got you.
Because I had a function. and somebody did that.
Did you tell them?
They watching. So.
Well, now you know.
If y'all can see the way Jay Lamar looked at me, he is.
He's serious. He's serious.
Jamie was there.
Oh. Lords. Okay.
I was thinking like, what's okay.
You brought enough
stuff. But it all worked out though, and now they seem to resolve it really quickly, which was kind of weird to me, no?
Yes. They were just like.
Y'all didn't threw hands. I can't.
You know, I can't watch y'all over.
Wow. Yep, they didn't do hands.
Exactly. They said.
That was a fake makeup.
It was super fake.
I cannot stand fake mess. Like, if it's not meant to be, let it go.
It was irritating. Oh my God. And your eyeshadow. And I'm, you know what?
Oh, yes, that was too much.
Girl, you lost that weight. Girl, I picked it up. That's what I would have said. Like, I would have said something like that. Like, yeah, you lost it, but I picked it up, remember?
Yeah.
Like, they were just like, really like, ugh. Your eyebrows. Oh my gosh, your lashes.
Well, only Kristenia was looking good. Like, really, she looked nice.
Yeah, she did.
Makeup was looking good. She looks great.
She's very pretty. I think she's very pretty. I don't know why she has a problem with her weight. She's gorgeous.
Yeah, we were talking about that. I was like, girl, you're not fat. You just thick. Nice
shape. I can more so see her and Boogie hooking up.
I know.
Ooh, that would actually be really cute.
They cute little baby cute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wait, I definitely cut you off, though. I cut him off. When you were talking about Boogie and Brianna, though, I definitely cut you off. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about Boogie since he's back in Vegas now.
Let's talk about Boogie.
Boogie and Brianna met up, and she finally told him, like, hey, you know, I got feelings for you. I mean, it was like pulling teeth, but she finally told him. And he just pretty much laughed at her.
He I would have
said
too.
It was a nervous laugh and said, you know what, the friendship is too deep, you know, we can't blur these lines.
He said, I look at her like a sister.
Duh.
Put you right
there. I didn't see nothing different. I didn't see, I don't even know where she would have picked up that he was even feeling her in any type of way. Like,
I think she's lonely. I mean, like, because even if it's a guy friend that you have, which it does exist, like, you grow feelings. Mm-hmm. Like, it just happens.
Where is Issa on that?
That's what I'm saying.
But no, she went out to eat with him just last week. Like, they was good last week.
They all right, yeah.
Why he ain't come on no more episodes?
The budget might have been small for him. He's a friend of the show. I would want to see her date
him because they seem like they had a chemistry. Like, you seen like a cute little chemistry there. You don't agree?
I think
so this is how I really feel. Here we go. I really feel like this.
Oh, shoot.
I think that Brianna, from what I could see from the show, I don't know her in real life, but what I see from the show is that she is a genuine person who rides for people that she cares about. She has a lot of emotions and wears them on her sleeve. However, a lot of times her feelings, her anger are misguided and she lashes out on people and she shows them the worst parts of herself. And I don't believe that if you're in a position, in a state like that in your life, what you need is to be in a relationship with somebody because the people that you're closest to are whom you lash out on. So that'll negatively affect your relationship and then you'll have one more disappointment, heartbreak, something to add on to your pain. And so I don't think that I want her to be with anybody. Not because she can't be, not because anything's wrong with her, but because she has some issues that she needs to
work on.
Yeah.
That's what I said last episode. She needs like some sort of therapy. She needs someone to talk to because if you guys saw her Hollywood Unlocked interview, it was just the way that she was talking as if like she was trying to fill some sort of missing void that never got filled. You know, her childhood sounds really... You know, like, she just went through a lot. And I think that she needs to get closure.
Yeah, she
You can't go into a relationship if you're not whole within yourself. She is not whole at all.
She seems a little
broken. She seems very broken.
But I think that she's a good person who's capable of really loving someone and giving them her
all. Oh, yeah.
She doesn't know how to fully love herself. And I am saying that. I know I don't know her, but I've already diagnosed her. She needs help.
And that's scary,
though.
Thank
you, Dr.
That's
Jamie.
Scary.
I know.
That's scary that she would even... That she could be that type of person that puts so much love into somebody else and not into herself.
That makes me
and
think it happened to her before.
Probably did. Mm.
I don't know.
Probably did.
I've met a girl like her before. Mm-mm. Nope.
Well.
Crazy.
Moving on a little bit here. I want to hear from the people out there, our fans of the show, fans of Growing Up Hip Hop. Jamie, what's going on with these fans?
Yes. Hey, fans. Okay, we love you guys in the live chat, so we're going to give a couple shout-outs to you. So, Miss Tia Wessels, or Wessels, girl, how do you say your last name? Okay, we're going to give you a shout-out. So, says, Asia better not mess up her relationship with her mom over some dude. I see a lot of people do that, and some people would pick a man over, or a woman over their parents and family. What do you guys think about that?
That's the truth. Right.
I hate that.
Why would you drop your friends for a man? Or a woman.
I'm not dropping my mama for nobody.
Exactly.
Nobody.
Renee off limits now. She ain't going nowhere. Whether she likes you or not. Renee ain't going nowhere. That's my mama. She ain't going nowhere. But I see that a lot in friendships. Like, if you have something to say about somebody's man.
Yeah.
It's undead.
Oh, we're not friends no more.
Exactly.
So that's what I choose at this age to kind of be like, you know what? I won't say nothing. I will say something. Like, I'll say something like one
time.
What
about if you don't want to hear it though? Like, because I know I just sometimes like I don't want to hear it. Not because I don't care, but because it's just like that's too much going on. That's a drama situation with that dude. Like you're fighting.
Put your phone on mute and speakerphone and put it down. Let them go off about it. That's what I do.
So I know to have all important convos with you face to face because you ain't about to be on mute and walk away.
What you say? You was on mute now? I can physical mute too, sis.
I'm done.
Well, I had a few more. So, Tia, thank you for commenting as well. So she said she loves AfterBuzz and she loves our panel. Thank you. But she also says... She also says Angela Simmons does not want to be in the group. She should be off the show and have Diggy on the show.
Ooh.
What if we had Diggy? I actually would not mind have a Diggy on the show.
I want some more eye candy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he had a blossoming rap career. I'm not really sure what's happening right now, but
he chilling. He done made his coin.
He'd probably be good TV.
Yeah. Maybe Diddy's sons, Christian. I was thinking that last time.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you know.
I need another glam girl though. I need another glam girl.
If
we brought Diggy, and now we need like another some glam girl. I'm trying to think of whose daughter is like out here. But we need another glam
what
girl.
About his Romeo's sister?
Symphony? Yeah.
I was close.
Yeah. she's beautiful. It makes more like sense. Boom.
Is she glam though?
Yes. Yeah.
She's glam. Okay, I need to
very glam.
Okay.
But she's very polished.
Yes.
And I seen her on red carpet with a masterpiece. She's very
polished. We're missing somebody. Like somebody who...
Like we're going to think of it after. Ask the live chat.
If you guys know anyone, think of a glam girl who was raised in the hip-hop world. Yeah. Or R&B. Sure.
Well, all right.
Now it's going to bother me.
Now it's going to bother me too. Watch her think it's my students to go off. Like, right. Oh, I should have said it.
Yeah, I'm running
through
the list.
I'm going to write it in the comments if I can't remember.
Yeah, I would say.
Let's know. But yeah, that is it for our fan shout-outs on the live chat.
Nice.
Thank you, guys.
Now, Jay Lamont, do you have another game for us?
Absolutely. Every show, every episode, I will have a game for you guys. Are you guys ready to play?
I am.
Yes.
Can we get our game music?
Yes. You guys at home, please feel free to play along with us. Today's game is called All About the Parents of Grown Up Hip Hop.
Okay.
Are you guys ready?
I swear he's going to say Benjamins. I was like, I know that movie.
Yeah.
So, once again, everybody, you guys can play along with us. Comment in the live chat and underneath our YouTube video. We're going to start with Jamie.
Okay. I'm nervous.
So, who were the original members of the 504 Boys?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Wow. There's no multiple choice, really?
This one's a fill in the blank. However, I will give you...
Thank you.
How many people is it?
It's three. It's a total of three. If you know it, you want to pass?
Yeah, I'll pass.
Felicia Michelle.
Is it Master P, Silk the Shocker, C Murder?
Ooh.
Was it close?
Ooh, you were close.
Oh,
you were close. Mystico. You forgot Mystico.
I was just thinking that was like No Limit. I didn't know they were actually called the 504.
That was like the 504 Boys.
Okay.
Do I get another question? Because those guys
hurt. Yeah.
I want another one.
Are you ready, Howard?
Oh, I'm ready.
Who is Dame Dash famous for managing in the 90s? Multiple choice?
Oh yes.
A. Aaliyah. B. Beyonce. C. Jagged Edge. D. Jay-Z.
You know what? I'm actually low-key tied, but I'm going to say A, Aaliyah. No.
Stop it.
It was Jay-Z.
It was Jay-Z, but your first answer was incorrect.
You know what?
Shout out to Baby Girl, though.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
We're going to give you another question.
Okay.
Pep married Trench, who was a part of what famous 90s rap group?
Don't give it no hints.
A, Jagged Edge.
Okay.
B.
I like the hard ones today.
That's not hard, baby.
That's not that hard, baby.
I know that one.
B. Naughty by Nature. C. The 504 Boys.
Oh, Naughty by Nature.
D.
Yay!
Whew, the pressure.
Now watch me not get this one.
You better. So this was just a bonus question.
Okay.
Kristinia DeBarge is the child of fill in the blank. No multiple choice.
I don't know her daddy.
I know.
All season we've been watching.
I don't know her
it
dad.
It appears on is the it, subtitles.
It sure does.
She's her own person. She's Kristinia and I respect her without
Howard, difference. Would you like to take
yes,
it for the
I
win?
I sure would. James DeBarge.
That's her daddy.
I would say something to Jay.
James DeBarge, who married Janet Jackson back in the
well,
day.
Yes. Thank you guys Whoa. For playing the Growing Up Hip Hop trivia game.
Yes.
The prize is to stay on the panel with love with Growing Up Hip Hop another season. Your chair
Congrats.
Has not been taken. Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you guys for playing.
All right. Well, let's get into a little bit of news and gossip.
Oh, yes. TV News.
Felicia Michelle.
All right. Okay. Our news and gossip for this after show. So, starting off with, okay, so did you guys know that Romeo and Master P are doing I Got the Hookup Part 2? Do you remember this movie from like the 90s?
I did hear they were doing
that. I don't remember.
So, this is like star study. Well, social media star studied and like names they will know if you watch the old school movie. So, okay. John Witherspoon, you know, Pops, Dorian Wilson, he's known for playing Professor Ogilvy on
oh, yes.
The Parkers.
Oh, yes,
Michael
yes,
Blackson,
yes.
DC Young Fly, we know him from Wild and Out, Fat Boy, Juwan Johnson, Romeo, Master P. So, a lot, and a little, Pico, I think that's his name. So, a lot of these, what they did, which was, I think was so smart, is they used a lot of, is that his name? How you say it?
What?
The boy's name, what'd you say?
Oh, she said Pico de Gallo.
Oh, stop it.
I'm always hungry, sorry.
I thought I was, like, saying it wrong. No, so what they did and what I really like, that's so smart, they use a lot of social media stars. So a lot of social media stars that you would know are in this movie.
Is it going to be on Netflix?
So no, I don't know where this movie's going to be at, but I don't think so, because we know them to be very entrepreneurial, and I think they're going to go somewhere where they can make like a lot of money. So right now they're just in production. So there's no, we don't have like an end date what's going to happen, but if you can follow the progress of the movie and like see all their little videos they do, it's really fun. They have like a good time on set, it seems like. And if y'all want me on y'all set, holla at me. I'm available. You can follow them on Instagram at I Got the Hookup to TWO.
DC right. Young Fly is like everywhere.
DC yeah, Young Fly is doing the thing. Yeah. He started off, and do you remember him starting off on social media?
Yeah.
He
in MTV,
it.
And now he's rolling.
Yeah. He killed
he's
it.
Kicking it.
He even got, he got so rich and famous now that he done took the DC tat that's in the middle of his eyebrows is gone. I don't know if y'all remember.
He looks,
more,
yeah. He looks more marketable.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, no tats on the face. And so actually, so our sister station, BHL, caught up with Vanessa at the Boss Up Best Dressed Party here. So we're here asking her, what are some of her fashion no trends that she's not with? We can roll the clip now.
You know what? I'm here for trends as long as people make it original and people
so
make
beautiful.
It your own. When you're just following trends and doing what everyone else is doing it just for the sake of everyone else doing it, then you lose. But when you take a trend and you make it original, you make it your own, that's when you win.
Nice.
Yeah, so she actually, well, that's just a little clip of the interview. She talks about, like, her trends that she likes. You know, we know her to be very fashionable. We always pick her for, she's always, like, a top pick for Glowing Up Hip Hop. Like, she's always a pick. And if you want to see more about that, you can go on to BHL YouTube and check out the rest of the interviews. They did an amazing job there. Like, it was a great event.
Nice.
No, awesome.
She also talked about her new sugar line, which Jamie will talk about in our fan shout-out. You have the picture, I
oh,
think.
Yeah. So, so Vanessa, in the last after show, we were talking about her beauty line.
Oh,
and
yes.
So it is called Sugar Me, which sounds really cute, you know?
Very
you could
cute.
Smell good. So she says, you guys, we have the start of Sugar Me tonight on Growing Up Hip Hop. So she talked about that for last week. The website is launching this month in August. So she's very excited about the debut. And there it is, you guys. Would you actually use this?
Yeah, for sure. It actually launched already. So it launched that same night that she was talking
nice.
About
nice.
VHL. So it's
nice.
Up now.
Is it lotion?
So they have a bunch of different products on
she's
there.
She's showing like a scrub here.
Yeah, she has like spot
that's
treatments
a really
and stuff.
Game.
Yeah, acne treatments, you know, brightening skin. I think she has a lot of
that's a cute
a lot
name.
Of
Sugar Me.
Sugar Me. I like it.
Maybe you can pick that for like for Bed Bath and Beyond. I mean, Bath and Body Works or something.
She should get some influencers to market it on their channels.
Yeah, I love it.
But she is not playing. What does that thing say behind her? I'm the CEO. I don't know what the rest of it says, but it says I'm the CEO. That starts with a B. I don't know what the rest of the word is, but I can only imagine. And I'm feeling, is that cellulite? Okay. Oh, I see. If you zoom back out.
Cellulite blasting coffee scrub. Ooh, nice. Tangerine facial bar. Oh, so it's like all in one.
If you would like to send us any of these products, we will rub them all over ourselves and let everyone know how they are, because they look amazing.
I have my man rub mine on me.
Alrighty then. See you with him in Vegas.
We're going to be in Vegas. Oh. Get married.
Well, all right.
But, that's all right. I have for news and gossip.
Well, you know what? We might have some other pictures for you guys. So for our social media, which means when you guys are connecting with us, you can always hashtag G-U-H-H or G-U-H-H-A-B-T-V, because you guys are smart. You can spell. And that is how you guys can reach us. So the next one I want to show is a tweet. Actually, no, this is a YouTube comment, and it's from LexUX. She says, I can't stand Sam. Really hope this is a fake relationship for the show. If not, Sam is a user. Egypt's failing to do what they can to get rid of that loser. What do you guys think about that? I mean, right now, we already see that they're engaged.
It's very real.
Yeah.
I think it's very real. I think that's for television. I think it's very real.
And so you really think they're going to get married?
No. Hell no.
But I think the relationship is real.
I think the relationship is real, too.
But I do think that she values what her mom thinks, though.
Yeah, and as she should. Okay, well, the last one is from Capricia, Ms. PYT. And she says, I know women who have been with their dude for 5+ years and they break up and the guy marries another woman 3 months later.
Oh.
That is very true. And, you know, there's that meme that goes around where they say, you know, you could beg a man to do whatever you want him to do and he will do it for the next girl, you know. Mm-hmm. So what do you guys think about that?
That was a whole topic the men on social media.
It sure was. Yeah.
I've seen that happen before.
Yeah.
You know, but what you going through?
Did it happen to you?
No. Oh no, please. I'm the best. It's never
okay. Well, you guys, that is it for our social media.
Oh man. Okay, so really quickly, we have to do our glow our last glowing up fashion is where we pick who we thought was glowing up tonight. You know, looks, makeup, hair. What did you guys think? Leave in the comments below. But we have to get on our panel. I want to see what y'all thought. So, Jamie, you want to kick it off? You want me to kick it off?
You kick it off.
Okay. So, I was feeling Egypt's two-tone hair. I know nobody else was. She had this...
She had
the orange top bun.
Can I sit over there with y'all?
I can't. I cannot. Oh, I like the orange top bun with the black hair, with the black bangs. When she was speaking to her mother first off, it was really cute to me. I thought she looked so cute.
You are ghetto not to wear it.
You know what? I'm ghetto fab. I hang with Mary J. Blige.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
you remember, y'all go with y'all buns and bangs.
That's fine. On to the next.
It looks like the little emoji, the little poop emoji sitting on top of her head. It just looked bad.
Like a horn, like it she just ramming to you.
If it had like ombre'd into that color and like, started black here or something, I could see it. But anyway, so sorry. My glowing up choice is Kristenia. Her makeup was on point. I really liked her outfit when she was walking with Boogie, and I was like, Boogie know he was looking at that thing when she turned around.
Right.
She looked amazing, but she always looks good. I think her makeup, flawless hair, flawless body, killing it.
Flawless. I don't know if y'all caught it, but mine goes to JoJo. Did y'all see
the head wrap? And the head wrap?
You know what?
I loved it.
Really?
You like the head wrap?
I love a good wrap.
Would you rock it?
Would. Could. And wood.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Okay. Mine's gonna go to Kendall. I just think she's such a natural beauty, but I like that she had the straight hair. We're used to seeing her with like the lion hair, and then she, you know,
that's
put a flat iron
to it.
That's
her hit the floor hair.
I like that hit the floor hair. It's cute. It's cute. Yeah. She's like, I'm here. Yeah, so that's mine.
Yes.
She's a good pick.
I liked her.
Mm-hmm. Love Kendall.
Well, this has been such a fun after show. Oh, so much fun. I appreciate you all tuning in. Listen. Oh, I know. But don't worry. We're coming back. So stay tuned for that. Oh, for what's going on next?
Yeah.
I guess we can do one quick little prediction. Something small.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I don't really have any.
Wait. I predict, I have one. I predict that Romeo is going to have an actual love interest that's not Vanessa, that's not Angela, and that we know it ain't going to be TT. somebody else is coming around.
Say I'm going to cheat on Egypt.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I have one, but then I kind of lost it. How are you taking it?
Well,
how is that
even happening? I really don't have.
I don't really see
anything in the future for them.
Yeah.
Maybe Boogie might give it a shot with Brianna. That's my only prediction.
That's
the only. I think he might really like entertain the idea. At least a date or two.
No,
a date.
No,
not a full on relationship.
She drinks and he doesn't need to drink.
Yeah,
so I would say it's a no from.
I would more so rather see him with TT.
No.
No.
Ooh, I would say at least Miss the I felt your face.
Yeah.
No, no. At least Miss the Barge. I can see him with her.
Now they would look I told you they look cute. They have a cute baby.
Before TT.
I mean Kendall the babies.
Kendall will have of course like more of some more spotlight next season, so I'm thinking they might show her in her relationship to her husband. And it might show like I don't believe that it's all daisies and sunshine. I just don't.
No.
So
Yeah.
Well, everybody, let us know what you think in those comments below. You know we are always checking, and of course on iTunes, because we'd be looking. These two over here. This has been such a wonderful panel
season.
We have been having so much fun, and we love that y'all love it too. I am one of your hosts here, Howard III. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Howard III. And of course, Keeping Up with the Kardashians is coming back on Sunday. Yes, and so I'll be on that after show on Sunday. So tune in for that at 7 Central.
Thanks so much for watching. I'm Felicia Michelle. You can find me at It's Felicia Michelle on Instagram. Now, trying out this Twitter thing. Everyone hates V. Jamie's getting on me about it. She's giving me a side eye right now. You can also catch me on Real Housewives of Potomac on Mondays with me and Jay, and Shades of Blue on Mondays as well, and Married at First Sight. And, oh my gosh, all the shows that we doing here. I'm there.
She there. You guys can find me on all social media platforms at I Am Jay Lamar. Thank you guys so much for watching us this season. You can also catch me on Basketball Live Monday night at 9 p.m. And you can catch me at The Real Housewives of Potomac at 7 p.m. and covering all of your special events and award shows here on AfterBuzz TV. Hey.
Okay, you guys. And it's been a pleasure working with you guys. It's Jamie Gray. My Twitter is It's Jamie Gray or IG is Jamie Gray. And right now, I'm running out of shows, but you can find me on it's an anime show called My Hero Academia. So I'm sure, Tamrian, you can watch it there. But, you know, but that's the first where you can find me.
All right,
I mean, that's what you were saying.
See you all next season.
Bye, y'all.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.